With the NFL draft just around the corner, all eyes are on Detroit as thousands of football enthusiasts are anticipated to converge on the city for this highly anticipated event, and ensuring the safety and security of attendees is paramount. And the Detroit Police Department is leaving no stone unturned in their preparations. And spearheading these efforts is Matthew Fulgenzi, the commander of the 3rd Precinct of the Detroit Police Department. He joins us now on the JR Morning Live Line. Commander, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And, you know, while the NFL draft may be new to the city of Detroit, securing large events is new for the Detroit Police Department.
Absolutely not. We do this all the time. We're excited about this event. Just about 1 week out, we've been playing for the last year, and we're ready.
It's also, I understand you guys have this partnership with the NFL and also local businesses to make sure it's safe for the NFL draft. Kind of elaborate on how that collaboration is going to enhance security.
Absolutely. So this collaboration is working with NFL, looking at their security protocols, the security that they have in place, the business community, and let's not forget about this law enforcement community. So state, local, federal law enforcement all coming together to ensure the safety and success of this event.
Matthew, what is left to do? I know you've been in planning mode for so long, and now it's just around the corner.
You know, right now we're just reviewing all of our plans. Like I said, we've been at this for the last year. Everything's ready. Our resources are ready, and we're prepared. We're also working, being on an international border with Windsor PD as well. We know that there's a number of hotels that are sold out over in Windsor, so we're going to see a lot of traffic back and forth over the border. So working with Customs as well to ensure crossings of the border, our traffic plan, and that's one of the biggest things right now. When you're looking at the number of road closures downtown, you're going to have some delays, and what we're telling the public right now is have a plan, review the parking options that are out there on the City Detroit website, on the Visit Detroit website. Have some patience, but have a plan coming down here. There will be some traffic delays.
Take us inside your command center. I mean, I've seen some pictures of it. It reminds me of what NASA was like during a shuttle launch. But the number of cameras, the number of passive screening devices that you're going to have.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have one of the finest real-time crime centers in the United States, and that dedicated center will be staffed 24 hours during this event, and it is at all times, so we're going to have maximum staffing dedicated to this event, but let's not forget we're also ensuring the safety of this entire city. So as we have a lot of resources downtown, I want the public to know that we're also supporting this entire city, and we have resources to address all public safety concerns. But yes, with number of cameras downtown, working with the business community, having access to video as well, and relaying that information to officers that are on the street that are working this event. So a multi-layered approach to addressing crime and safety downtown.
Commander, what are some other security protocols that attendees should be aware of? I know the NFL has implemented that clear bag policy for entry into the draft, but, you know, how can people, you know, stay informed about event details and the protocols that are going to be going on, other safety protocols downtown?
Yes, we encourage everyone to download the NFL One Pass. On that pass, there's going to be information to know before you go, the time of the event, what you can bring in. We talked about the clear bag policy, the size of a bag. Most importantly, weapon-free zone. So people that are coming down here, be responsible, not leaving firearms unsecured, leaving firearms in your vehicle. The last thing we want is a car being broken into and someone's firearm being stolen downtown. So being responsible with our firearms, our activations are weapon-free zones. So anyone entering these locations will have to go through a weapon screening to enter.
Parking will be a huge deal as well. And I think you mentioned on our air when you guys were here that you're going to focus on people trying to take advantage of parking too.
Absolutely. One of the things we're encouraging right now is all residents to visit the City Detroit website. There's a number of parking options for guests that are coming down here. We will be very strict enforcement on parking in the downtown area. So please don't come downtown right before the event thinking you're going to pull up right next to one of the gates and walk right in. Vehicles that are illegally parked or in a no-tow zone will be towed. So please, you know, look at your options. The People Mover will be operating, free to use. The queue line will be operating as well. Number of park and rides. Look at your options. Have a plan in place. And, again, come down early and be patient.
And, Commander, beyond the draft venues like at Cadillac Square and Campus Martius and Hart Plaza, you know, how will the department extend the security measures to other areas downtown where there are other viewing events planned?
Absolutely. So, again, we're at maximum staffing, and we're looking outside of just that NFL footprint. So these activations also include the Greektown corridor. So Monroe Street has a very large activation, which will be staffed in that area. Woodward, Grand Circus Park, Harmony Park, Capitol Park, Beacon Park, all these parks have activations, Corner Ballpark, and will be deployed in all these different areas. And we talked about this multi-layered approach to addressing security. You're going to see a very large number of uniformed officers in and around that area, but there's also a very large number of officers that you won't see. So we're deploying a number of undercover officers to help with our overall strategy as well.
Also,
and they'll be deployed in these areas.
Sorry. You know, I know when we come to a lot of events and things like that, there are sometimes restrictions on how large your handbag can be or whether or not you can bring a backpack. Any restrictions like that that participants need to be aware of?
There are, and that's one of the things that are listed on the NFL One Pass, Know Before You Go. So we encourage all of our guests that are coming down, please download, get that information, and be prepared when you enter the screening area.
All right, so I'm leaving my big purse at home, Jamie. How about you?
Well, media can have a bag, and so I'm banking on that when I'm actually working.
But when he says it's a weapons-free zone, not just a gun-free zone, it's a weapons-free zone. So leave that at home. You don't need it. Come down. Have a good time at the NFL Draft. Commander Matthew Fulgenzi, thank you so much for being here and giving us an update on the security. It should be very safe, and people should have a good time at the draft next week.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. It's very exciting, and come on down.
Let me tell you, I know this is very important to Chief White and to have this go smoothly. And I, you know, had asked Chief White in the past about the fact that all officers are on duty. Nobody can take off. No vacay. But you know, the people in the neighborhood say, okay, everything's happening downtown. You got all this concentration of security downtown. What's going to happen to us?
Are you leaving us naked?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. Everything will be, you know, all the policing that you usually have in the neighborhoods, he says, will happen. And so you don't have to worry about that, which is good. But
your precinct won't be a ghost town.
No, it will not. It will not.
Okay.
And I'm sure they would like the help of the public, too. You're eyes and ears down there. If you see something,
say something. That's so critical. I'm glad you brought that up because that it really begins with them, but we're kind of deputized in this too.
And
as,
if you're wrong,
as
fine.
Hosts.
But yeah. Just bring it to someone's attention if you don't feel right about something.
Absolutely. And you know, the Detroit Police Department, you know, the residents play a big part in what they do and why we can, you know, keep our city safe because they partner up with the Detroit Police Department.
By the way, very briefly, have you seen the People Mover lights?
I have.
Okay, so the stanchions that support the People Mover track have been decorated along Larned. These are beautiful LED lights that can change on a whim. So whatever we're celebrating, we can have the appropriate decor.
Yeah, so Pistons or
really
Lions.
I love
or
good decor.
I know. Lighting is so, and the lights, I'm looking at it going, this is great because it's not really harsh. Like some of those digital billboards can be really look a little harsh. This is kind of more subtle, but it just kind of put a nice glow on
Cool.
things.
Congressman John James coming up at 8:35 on JR Morning.